from the point of view of the public out there, there's a lot of people that wanted goodwill, and they liked the fact that, you know, finally the Americans had a connection to the British royal family. So it looks like from now today that, you know, Meghan decided, I've had enough, I'm going back to Canada. I already left the baby. That basically means that she didn't plan on staying too long, and leaving now Harry to face the music. Over in New York, it's a different type of thing because they love the culture of celebrity. And so they do kind of paint it as that she's been wronged. Whereas across more liberal areas, people are thinking, what is she doing? What is she playing at? You know, this is a golden opportunity. And she kind of did know what she was getting into. Interestingly, you mentioned Canada. Canada, again, really, it's kind of split. And I think as each day develops and the fact that, you know, she's not playing by the rules, and more importantly, I think damaging, you know, not just the goodwill of Her Majesty the Queen, but, you know, the British public, she's kind of abandoned them and said, I've had enough. It won't play out very well for her.
OK, so Meghan back in Canada, Harry here in the UK, the Queen in the UK at Sandringham. Mm. What does all this say?
Well, you know what I love about this, Phil, is the fact that the Queen, you know, I mean, everybody says, oh, she'll come back to London. Why? It's not really. I feel sorry for her because, and a lot of people do, and this has been another bone of contention, because when you think about it, she only recently had to contend with her husband, of course, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, being in hospital. And then, you know, so close to Christmas, she's dealing with that. You know, she's not a young lady anymore, shall we say. It's a little unkind the way it's all been played out. And I think she's now looking to, of course, Prince Charles and Camilla to try and work with Harry. But the problem you've got now is that, you know, he is kind of isolated, if you like. He's stuck here having to face this music. And whatever, if she'd have stayed with him, they could have maybe talked around to a better deal. Right now, he will only want to stick to the mantra that she would really wish him to do, which is to come up with a plot that they wanted.
Now, I'm hearing as well that Meghan's mother doesn't agree with this idea. Why is that?
Well, you know, you've got to remember with Meghan's mother, you know, she's been a very good influence, shall we say, on Harry, very welcoming. And when you recall at the royal wedding, she had such decorum, you know, she's kept her counsel, she's never spoken openly. And, you know, Prince Charles, you could see a great connection with those two. So I'm sure, and I've been told that, you know, she has spoken to him. And so what's interesting there is I think the two parents are trying to say, what can we do? You know, but it's almost like having petulant children, but sadly they're not children, they're well into their 30s, they should have a little bit more respect. And I disagree with the fact that Meghan had no idea what she was coming into. This was a woman who is incredibly ambitious. Now, you can change your opinion or whatever, but she came from a celebrity culture. She knew what she was getting into. She just did not fancy the boring side of the royal life, which is possibly schlepping around Sheffield on a Wednesday morning, shaking hands with people, opening in a community centre. That's my theory.
Finally, Neil, can they really be independent?
No. I mean, you know, somewhere along the line, somebody is going to be funding something, no doubt us. Do you know the way I see it sort of concluding, really, Phil, is that I see it sort of in a tragic way of that, you know, he will be coming back here a lot because I think he will miss the structure of his formalized life. Once that sort of glean has gone off, and she will remain over there. And I think that's how the marriage will play out in the end.